need to talk some jingles. We've got to write some new jingles.
Done one.
You've written in Taiwan?
Yeah. During that.
Well, I need to find... I don't know where the instrumental is. It seems to have gone. That's just strings only. That's only strings. Look.
An instrumental is not...
news out instrumental. All right. It's exactly the same. Can you have a look for that, Al?
Yeah,
that'd be great. Thank you. Well, you know how they work.
Yeah. I've got an example of one here.
Don't say that word.
Sorry. No, I've Calvin got Harris's one thing. Which will provide a template for what we require you to do.
Okay. Do you want to give it a whirl?
Yeah, if you want. I've just done it now. I don't know whether it works, but I'll give it a go.
All right. Okay. Got to write some jingles today. You can help. I'm thinking what we'll do is we do the first line, then you do the second line type thing, all right?
Okay.
So you ready, Dave?
This is four lines.
All right. Well, yeah, here we go.
We have got a lot to do and need to write some jingles. They need to make you excited until your skin tingles. So if you have some ideas, we'd like you to help out. We cannot pay you royalties, but we'll give you a shout.
Nice!
You see? That's kind of how it works.
And I think that if proof be needed, that it's not as easy to sing the jingles
as you
may have thought.
I'm more of a backroom kind of person.
Shout!
Oh, that's why we get professional singers to do it.
Well, yeah, and Richard.
Yeah.
We should maybe get Richard on and see if Rich could join in.
Mm. Basically, what we need is two pairs of rhyming couplets.
That's right, Dave. Well done. Shall I have a go?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's see. I can't find the one with the drums. I can only find the orchestral version.
This still does the same thing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's my bit. England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland too. So this is where I need the listeners to help.
Okay. Okay.
So I've gone England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland too, and the audience has to go do 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 do. So it's got to rhyme with two.
Well, that next line is easy though, isn't it?
Well, we're going to open it up.
Okay, because you could also keep it as you.
And then you're on the bus, you're in the car, or maybe still in bed.
Something that rhymes with bed.
Exactly. So you get the idea of that, right?
Yeah.
So. Okay, I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from Ryan from Huddersfield. Oh, no. I've just lost it on the text.
Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
Oh, no, I've got it. No, where is it? Where is it? I've lost it. Ryan in Huddersfield. Hang on. Highlight in yellow and untick auto refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Right, lovely. Casting the Chris Moll Show from England to Hong Kong with Tina, Alan, Chris and Dave and an idiot called Dom.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What was that, Dom? What?
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but it's only because it scans, yeah, Dominic. They don't really think you're an idiot.
Now, do I have to print that off? If I highlight and press print?
You need to click it once and then... Oh, that'll do.
There you go. All right, good. That's nice. Chris's today jingle should be "You can hear us every day, even as far as Tokyo." Dom may get an interview, but Cameron not do photo. Yeah, it doesn't really scan.
No.
It's not as easy as you think. Thomas texted in saying, "I used to think that Alad sang the jingles."
No.
We are professional singers.
And Dan from Ascot says, Dave is right, that pirate show in Mallorca is unreal.
It is. It's incredible. Go see the pirate show, Magaluf.
Now, Paul the Shedman has written a jingle that Dave and I have been guilty of writing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's listening to the Chris Moyle Show. There's lots of hits and funny bits. We just want you to know.
No.
Now, again, we can do better. Normally, you'll always hear at least one or two of those in every session we do, which is normally, if I'm writing 9 jingles, that's normally 8 and 9.
And then also, I would imagine that the next line will then probably, we'll need some filler, so we'll probably go through the team. So something like, Tina does the sport and then Dom does the news.
We're here from 6:30 and out the door by 10, so you can go do what you like till we are back again. It's nice. So what we do is, we print off Paul the Shedman's one, we drop the beginning bit of his, and then we add the beginning bit from Ryan from Huddersfield.
Yeah. Now,
shall I see how that works?
Yeah, try that.
Right. Do you want me to try and sing it as Richard? No, like I sing.
Yeah, why not?
Welcome, everybody. Over the top. Broadcasting the Christmas show from England to Hong Kong with Tina, Alec, Chris and David, an idiot called Dom. We're here from 6:30 and out the door by 10, so you can go do what you like till we are back again.
Nice.
Yeah!
The Chris Moyle Show.
Written by Ryan from Huddersfield and Paul the Shedman. No, that doesn't work either, because we're going to have to do... Hang on, we're going to have to do...
The Chris Moyle Show.
Written by Ryan from Huddersfield and Paul the Shed Man.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, this is from Darren on the Wirral.
Yeah.
Let's see if this works. It just needs a couple of other... I'm going to try it, though.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, by the way, as well, don't worry about the beginning bit, because it doesn't go where you think it might go.
Okay.
Okay. Don't be nervous, Alan. It's fine.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to add another couple of syllables, and this should hopefully scan.
Oh, do you want to try and do it over the bed?
Yeah. Okay. Darren on the Wirral. Let's see if this works.
Oh, here we go. Darren on the Wirral?
Yeah. On the Wirral, not
it's
in the
not
Wirral.
In the Wirral, that'd
no,
be wrong.
It's on the Wirral. It's like a peninsula. You're on it. It's a bit like an island.
Ready?
Just the right music.
1, 2, 3, go.
Tina. No, it's the wrong music.
Just doesn't matter. I'm not playing the whole orchestral thing again. Because it's like 30 seconds to get into it.
Oh, right, okay. I thought
it's
we'd...
the same bed.
Okay.
It's the same track. It's just not the jingle version.
Right. I'll come in now.
If you could, that would be great. Otherwise, we'll just keep listening to it.
Tina.
No, no. Do you know how these jingles
well,
go?
Well, no, that's what I mean. It's not the right bit, is it?
Because we don't have the right bit! Just improvise. It's the same beat. And now you're in the middle eight bit. Well, not a middle eight bit, it's more like a breakdown.
Yeah, see, I can't do it now.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 4.
Tina, Esmaid, Marion and Davis.
What key is that in?
Well, it's difficult without the right music.
What's the first word?
Tina. Tina, Esmaid, Marion and Davis, Fryer, Tuck. All
right,
the
now, let me stop you.
Now, it's not going where you think.
Well, hang on. It's two things. Number one... Where's it going? Number two, Tina has made Marion.
Yeah.
And who has Fryer took?
Me, Dave.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
2, 3, 4.
Tina has made Marion and Dave has Fryer took. All the other breakfast shows, they quite simply suck.
Why have you dropped it?
Because I can't go up there, you know that.
They quite simply suck. No, you can get up there.
Right.
Get your suck higher.
Okay, my suck is on. Suck is higher.
Yeah, bring your suck up, okay?
My suck up.
2, 3, go.
Tina has made Marion and Davis Fryer tuck. All the other breakfast shows, they quite simply suck. The Robin Hood of radio, his merry men in tow. Here every weekday morning to get you on the go.
I don't like it.
Well, fair enough then.
After all that, I don't like it.
It's not exciting.
You know?
Yeah, it's not exciting.
So I quite like the Robin Hood theme.
Really?
Yeah.
What comparisons are there between Robin Hood, Dave, and his merry men and us?
Well, we're outlaws of radio.
Right.
You know, and we live beyond the law.
They used to rob people.
Yeah.
And what, we rob the other station of listeners?
Yeah, to give to the needy.
The poor.
The needy, which is
Radio 1.
Correct.
Radio 1 and the poor and the needy.
Yeah.
We just need one more and we're done, aren't we?
Really?
Do you not think we've got one now, which is really nicely done, and then one other...
Okay, let me refresh the text and see what comes in, all right?
Okay.
Once again, Alan gets out of writing these jingles.
I know.
I'm not reading that one.
No, there's ones for that second rhyme after the...
Chris Moyles, two... That's an old one. I'm looking. This is the Chris Moyles Show, live on Radio 1. It's better than boring Johnny Vaughan. No, it's better than... No, it doesn't work. I mean, I like the idea of slagging up Johnny Vaughan.
Yeah, but also no one knows who Johnny Vaughan is anyway, do they?
Here we are from 6:30, sounding kinky and dirty. No, again.
Doesn't scan anyway.
We're not kinky. All right. Richie Newcastle, thanks. He's written England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland 2, all across America and in the local zoo. Now, it rhymes, but really. Name it.
This one.
I've got one.
Okay. Yeah.
This is from Steve from London. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me put my echo on. Sounds better with echo. My name is Steve, and I am currently single. So, ladies, if you're impressed by my jingle writing skills, pick up your phone and call me, but please check who pays the bills. I mean, it needs a bit of work.
Yeah, it does. I like the idea.
Yeah. Do you want to sing this one from Adam in Stafford?
Yeah, the one highlighted.
Alan, you're gonna sing it?
Yeah, okay.
Alan's going to sing a jingle.
Hang on.
Nice.
Give me the notes. Give me the notes. Na, 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 na. That one, is it?
Na, 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 na.
Okay.
So, give me the first line.
Welcome to the Christmas... Welcome to the Christmas show.
Oh, no, there's a slightly lower on this key.
Okay.
Ready?
Which is, so it is.
Welcome to the Christmas show.
The best thing on the air. We do this show every day because we really care. So please feel free to text in because we enjoy them to bits. Oh, smelly. Especially if you're a cute lady who's got a lovely personality.
Or something.
That could work.
I like the or something. All right, well, look, we'll go through the text, we'll print a load off, and then we'll go through them. But just to show you, by the way, let me play you one of my favourite ones we've ever done. Let's try this one here. And then we get Richard to sing them because he's got the best voice and better than us, and then we get the boys and girls into the harmonies and backing vocals, and jobs are good. And then eventually, you could have your own one of these.
Manchester and Liverpool, Glasgow and in Kent, Belfast and in Brighton, we're here to represent. People come together all over the UK to tune into this brilliant show every single day.
Like that?
Like.
I wrote that one.
The Chris Moyle Show.
And I wrote that bit as well, where I really loved everywhere.
BBC Radio 1.
But you printed off the one, and then I printed off the other. We need to put those together, and then we have the Ryan and Paul the Shedman. I think we've got... That's going to go in the session.
Yeah.
And the session's today.
Yeah.
So next week, maybe tomorrow, we'll have... Was it Ryan from Huddersfield?
Yes. I think it was, yeah.
Ryan from Huddersfield and Paul the Shedman will hear their jingle. Maybe tomorrow, definitely Monday. Normally
Let's
tournament
Monday.
Let's make that Monday.
What a treat.
I know, exactly.
Can I work on the one from Adam in Stafford?
Yeah, that'll fit if you scan it properly.
But you can't take a credit and go, you know, you can't then go like
the Chris Moyle Show.
Written by Alan and Adam in Stafford. You're not allowed to do that.
If I tweaked it, technically I get a credit.
Is that what you're doing now?
Isn't that what most artists do?
You're like Dizzy Rascal, he's like the Calvin Harris. Alan!
Coming up today